Please be seated. A story is told of a little girl who was asked to write an essay on birth. She went home and asked her mother how she'd been born. Her mother, who was busy at the time and also hesitant to begin such a significant conversation while busy, said, "Well, the stork brought you, darling, and left you on the doorstep." Not convinced, and continuing her research, she asked her dad how she'd been born. Being in the middle of something, her father similarly deflected the question by saying that they'd found her at the bottom of the garden, left there by fairies. Then the girl went and asked her grandmother how she'd been born. Her grandmother told her that she'd been picked from a blueberry patch. With all this information in hand, the girl wrote the essay. When the teacher asked her later to stand and read it in front of the class, she began, "There has not been a natural birth in our family for some 3 generations. So maybe our friend Nicodemus from today's gospel lesson could relate. You see, when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about being born from above, being born again, or being born anew, he wasn't talking about a natural birth. As he explained to Nicodemus, he was talking about a spiritual birth, a birth that was and is somehow supernatural. "Very truly, I tell you," Jesus said, "no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit." I'm not so sure that we fully understand the implications of those words all these years later, so it's no wonder that poor Nicodemus seemed so lost in the mystery of what Jesus was talking about. But mystery is important. Mystery is actually okay. And it's what this day, Trinity Sunday, is all about. It is the mystery of the unnatural birth Jesus speaks of. It's the mystery of God, the God who made us and gave us our being, the God who saves us by becoming one of us, living and dying with us and for us, and the God who lives and works in us today, still, and through whom we find this new unnatural birth. And for a lot of people, that's awfully uncomfortable. For a lot of people, the marvelous and mysterious experience of God, especially God among us today, is uncomfortable because somehow living in mystery without full explanation seems too simplistic or either reflects a faith that seems weak. We have and we know the God of Isaiah, the God who is high and lifted up in his temple, the God who speaks truth and brings forth all of creation, the God who is judge, Lord, ruler, king, the God who is light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. And we have to admit, this kind of God is strange to us because this kind of God is beyond us. This is the God we dare not touch, even though we know this God and he knows us. Even though we see this God's signs all around us in the earth, in the wind, the fire, the air. And we have the God who is Christ, the God who is lowly and humble, the God who reaches out and touches others, the God who serves others, the God who walks on the earth with us and cries and laughs with us, the God who calls God Abba, Father, Daddy, the God who is tempted with us, the God who hungers and thirsts with us. The God who embraces us, who encourages us, the God who surrenders himself to death for us, having only the promise and the hope of being raised again. And then we have God the Spirit, God the bringer of dreams, God the source of strength and of hope, God the supplier of healing words and of comfort-filling prayer. God the wind, the breath, the air we breathe. God the transformer. God the one who gives us new birth, new life. God the presence within us and the presence all around us. God calling to us. God calling for us. God calling through us. God calling in us. We know all that. And we believe that. But how do we experience it all? Well, I really don't know. But the mystery of the experience doesn't make the experience any less real. And that's okay. Now, a lot of you know that starting yesterday was our annual family vacation at the beach with 35 of my closest Italian in-laws. This is our 30th year to do this, and it really is a lot of fun. And you probably will notice that not a darn one of them is here in church today. I think it was last year, it may have been the year before, where they actually texted me during church to bring more beer. But anyway, a lot of what I do during that week is reading. Not God books or theology or all that, just good old murder mysteries, political thrillers, spies, all that kind of stuff. I'll read several books during the week. But a couple of years ago, I noticed that it was hard to get started. I wasn't reading as much as I did. And I realized something. I realized that I'd never get very far into the book before I found myself trying to solve the mystery. Who really did it? Why? What was the motive? What was the big twist going to be? And I realized that I was so intent on solving the mystery that I wasn't allowing myself to live in it. I wasn't allowing myself to enjoy it. And folks, that's what Trinity Sunday is about. Today's reading, and in fact, all of our lives of faith, are about allowing ourselves to live in some mystery. As a priest, I don't know all about God that there is to know, and neither do you. God is always greater than our knowledge of him. And I've come to believe that what so many people lack in their lives is that sense of a mystery, the mystery of God, the mystery of the life that God gives to each of us. We keep trying to develop one simple mental picture of God, one simple portrait of what our life in God is like, or at least ought to be. Most of us like to think that everything's black and white, and we will go to incredible lengths to fit things around us into one or another category. But God's bigger than that. God is greater than any category, any system of thought, any classification. And so is our life in him. Our God is a mystery. And the life that our God gives to us is a mystery. And with all the things God promises us, solving that mystery to our satisfaction is not one of them. But because God within that mystery touches us, it is a mystery that we can experience and savor and know something of. And when we yield to that mystery, or at least stop trying to solve it, that mystery among us and within us, the most amazing thing happens. We're born again. We have a new life. Our vision changes. We begin to see new things in the world around us. We begin to see the hand of God in the lives of people around us. We begin to sense that God is within us. In this magical world around us, full of purpose and meaning and wonder. And amazingly, we feel compelled to do things we've never done before. It's a compulsion to pray for others, to forgive people who are unforgivable, to love people who are unlovable, to give to people who are unappreciative, to tell others that God is around and within them, a compulsion to suddenly stop in the midst of turmoil and thank God for the little things. It's a compulsion sometimes just to stop, just to take a deep breath and savor the fact that in that breath, there might just be some divine purpose too deep for words. And is that a normal life? It's anything but. Thank God. And that, my friends, is part of the truth that Jesus spoke of when he spoke to Nicodemus. Nicodemus had a hard time grabbing hold of that truth. He couldn't quite understand how one could be born again. It didn't seem natural to him, because it isn't natural. Rather, it is divine. It is the gift of the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And may each of us find that peace and joy that lies within that wonderful mystery. God love you. Amen.